and because she knew I was interested in buying things that were being deaccessioned from bigger historical societies or museums, so I could then donate them to little tiny places that didn't have anything. And she said that that, and of course she had it slightly wrong. She only mentioned your name, or maybe she meant there was more than one, as you're telling me. But she said they had some dealers, that they had Mr. Kazi or maybe some other people come in before 2006, so this had to be what you're talking about in the 1990s. And she said, oh, the Historical Society sold tens of thousands of photographs and letters and books and documents and
ephemera.
I never
got a single photograph.
Yeah.
But they did used to call me in for appraisals, like if somebody's donating a painting or a rare book.
Right.
They would call me in for an outside appraisal, so then they could give the donor a receipt.
Right. But you were aware in the early 90s of them selling all these tens of thousands of things because you bought some of them.
Well, in the early 90s, I went into their warehouse and they directed me to the end, and I saw these boxes that were closed and they had scraps on them, and I didn't know what was inside. They were tall, huge boxes. But when I got to the end of the aisle, a couple of those boxes had been opened, and they said, these are the books that we're getting rid of to you.
Right, because she was...
But I had to make a bid.
Right, right.
There were two or three other bidders. So those other bidders cleaned up. I was not in a position to buy a lot of stuff.
But so the other bidders are the ones that bought the photographs and the documents and the ephemera and the old photos.
To find out who they were, because they kept everything quiet, you know. They didn't want to bring a lot of attention to it.
So she was right that in the early 1990s that there were tens of thousands of, like, photographs and letters.
Well,
and
I don't